This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia 731. I'm Jennifer Lin, WHYY News. Socially distant summer has officially arrived. Homeschool is done and it's time to go outside and play. What does this mean for kids and parents? For WHYY News, Sabrina Ems reports.
Some of the classics are probably off the table, like swimming in a public pool. Chlorine kills the coronavirus, but the chances of a high concentration in a pool is fairly low, says Dr. Susan Coffin at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
The other thing that's inevitable with swimming, and I think in particular with kids in swimming, is the amount of splashing and sputtering and frankly spewing of respiratory droplets. And sadly, that is the way that coronaviruses are spread. So for me, I am concerned that until we have exceptionally low levels of respiratory virus activity in our community, it might not be advised to go to a large pool that many people use.
It's all about balancing risky activities, like a barbecue, with safer ones, like backyard fun. Louise Wolfson lets her 11-year-old ride bikes with friends now.
He really looks forward to it. I mean, I think we've had to kind of train him a little bit how to do that and be safe, not just from a COVID standpoint, but from just in the past, he hadn't biked around the city by himself a lot before. So I think it's given him a little sense of independence to do that. So that's a silver lining.
Dr. Katie Lockwood from CHOP agrees.
Things where the kids can physically distance a little bit more. So a bike ride or a hike where they can separate in space and wear their masks, that can really help get that social interaction without them being so close that you're worried about them sharing their germs, as kids always do.
With masks on, the summer isn't cancelled, just tweaked. For WHYY, Sabrina Ems.